B-Pod Studios.
97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, let's go to our Comcast Business Hotline and welcome in the man. He's got some, he's always got great news. That's right. He's on the pregame show with Devon and B. West. He's got the Gun on One podcast. The latest episode with B. Dawg. You don't want to miss that. He is the great D. Gun on the Comcast Business Hotline. D. Gun.
Morning, guys. 62%. I'm shocked. I thought a low percentage would have been 75%. 62%? Is that what COVID has done to us? To the fan base? Is
well,
that what we're living with
the Eagles,
now?
The Eagles have a part in that, no?
I don't care. Anthony, you know me. I don't care if they're 0-16. I'm watching football, man.
Yeah.
I need help, man. I'm a football addict, brother.
Yeah, well, that's us. Like, we have to take ourselves out of the equation. And realize that there's...
I want to up that percentage.
Right, but we have to realize there's... That people have lives. That people look at it and go, it's 80 degrees. Like, I got a buddy of mine who's got a short house, right?
Yeah,
it's 80 degrees.
Right.
Now, he goes, am I going to go to the beach or am I going to sit inside and watch them?
Why can't you go to the beach and sit inside and watch them and watch the waves roll outside your window?
Yeah, and he goes, dude, I could be outside and smell the air that's not just coming from a window. Right? Like, you and I would do that. But most people have lives, and I can't blame them. And they need to give them something to watch. They need to pull them in from the beach chair or the golf course or the barbecue. It's up to the team to pull them in.
Anthony, we have families. We both have lives. But in this world we live in today, we can watch games on an iPad, laptop, Apple Watch. We can watch games, listen to games, any way, shape.
Right,
so
but you know,
now, brother.
Yeah, but you know the real deal, though. Are you really going to? If you're at a barbecue in the park,
yes.
At Fairmount Park,
yes.
And you got everybody's hanging out, you're not watching a game. You might have an eye on the game.
Table.
There's a difference. There's different when you watch the game. Like, I'm sure you watch the game like I do, which is in a fortress, right?
No, I'm not allowed, Anthony. I have to watch the game with my wife sitting there, my grandson running around, three dogs running around the house. I'm not allowed to isolate myself anymore.
All right, so I got a lot of things to get to. First off, you have an update on some of the injuries. So Jalen Reagor's thumb may not be too bad, Derek Gunn?
Well, see, now there's a lot of misinformation out there. I know the initial report came out that said 5 to 6 weeks, maybe coming back after the bye week.
Right.
And then people I talked to said he's not going to miss that long. And I said I put out there two games. And, you know, two games because two weeks could still be three games when you look at it if he had the surgery right now. And then I've heard he could be on a three-game IR. So what I've been told consistently is at the very most three games, you know, the three-game IR right now. Right now, the way they're looking at it is they expect him back after he comes off that three-game IR.
All right. And what about Fletch on Sunday? Are we worried about him playing?
Yeah, that's going to be a little bit tricky one because he has that oblique injury. And he was in a lot of pain coming out of that Rams game. He played in a lot of pain in that game as well. Right now, it's 50-50 in terms of his status and his availability for this Sunday. They're trying their best to get him ready for that game, but that's an iffy situation.
All right, so what happens? We're talking to D. Gunn on the Comcast Business Hotline. What's the receiver situation look like without Reagor?
Oh, my goodness.
Hightower back. I just don't know what they see in Arcega Whiteside. I mean, I
don't either.
Right? Okay.
I still can't figure it out. And I don't want to sit here and bash the young man because obviously.
Yeah, I mean, nobody wants to be mean.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you're only as good as the quarterback gets you the ball. And I don't know if it's a lack of trust in Whiteside. I don't know if he's just that average. I don't know if he hasn't His mental and physical capacity? Has it increased to the satisfaction of the organization in terms of being more physical, more mentally tough, running better routes, fighting for the ball, whatever the case may be? I just don't get this at all with this guy. I mean, this was a second-round pick, and when you think about the number of people they could have drafted ahead of them, you know, I've got to take it back to the scouting staff and the people that drafted them and pushed to draft this kid this high, if that's what you've gotten out of him in a little bit more than a year and a half now. Because that's one of the more perplexing things about this Eagles offense is in terms of, I'm still waiting for him to have that breakout game. I'm still waiting to hear for his name to be called at least 5, 6, 7 times a game. I'm still waiting for him to do something spectacular. I'm still waiting for him to find the end zone, and it's just not happening yet.
Yeah, I know, and it doesn't bode well. I mean, it appears that the only real connection that Wentz has other than the tight ends is D-Jack.
Yep. Well, you look at D-Jack, they don't throw him a ball in the first half. And I'm thinking,
yeah, I don't understand that a little bit.
You let this man go 30 minutes without a catch?
I don't. Believe me, we had a caller, and just about 10 minutes, 15 minutes ago, who blamed everything on Wentz. Now, listen, Wentz did not play well. But In fairness, where was DeSean Jackson? His only guy that he feels like he's got a connection with on the outside, he's not. You don't see him for half, both times.
See, people keep looking at DeSean just as a deep threat.
No,
and
he's
DeSean
not.
DeSean is much more than that.
Oh, yeah, he'll move the sticks. He'll do dependable, great hands.
Oh, my goodness. Cross the middle. Send him on delayed crossing routes. Send him on drag routes. Send him on more quick outs. A lot of times, you know, when they started throwing him the ball in the second half, what was he doing? He would dig his cleats in the dirt, give you the look like he's going deep, stop, turn out, 7, 8, 9, 10 yards. Boom. Use him in that regard. And if you find
the throws that were good from Carson on Sunday were the ones to Jackson.
To DJ, exactly. Use him up and down the field. Chew a defense up using him in that manner. Give that man a chance to make a play. He doesn't have to just be a deep threat to make a play. Send him on a deep post route. Send him on comeback routes. He has the whole arsenal of routes in the book. You have to get more creative with this guy, especially when you're talking about your next tier is John Hightower and Greg Ward and J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. Really?
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, I hear you. So let's talk about the quarterback, D. Gunn, with us. Don't forget the pregame show Sunday, B. West and Devon. That's an all-star pregame show. What's wrong with the quarterback in your estimation?
I thought it was telling to a certain degree when Doug Peterson was asked a question earlier this week. Are you surprised that a fifth-year quarterback in the same system with the same coach appears to be regressing? And Doug started out by saying, that's a good question. That's a red flag right there, because that opens up the floodgates of speculation that, you know, the coach is thinking the same thing that we are, okay? And no matter how he tried to cover that statement later in that statement, it's already out there now. And so I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's Carson being stubborn in the offense. I don't know if you know, Doug says he gives Carson a lot of freedom to call games, to have input in games, and I don't know if it's Carson just mismanaging the game now. He's obviously making wrong throws, because for a guy who's averaged 7 interceptions a year over the last 3 years, and he already has 4 in 2 games, he obviously is not making the right decisions right now. Is Doug going to have to rein him back in and call the entire game? That remains to be seen. This team...
Wait a second, time out. So you're telling me that the game plan is Carson?
I'm not saying the whole game plan. I'm saying Doug, based on what Doug told us, Doug gives Carson a lot of freedom to audible.
Oh, he's got a freedom to check. You know what I mean? He's a check with me to go to run versus pass. But as far as where the ball is going and the play call itself on a pass play, that's Doug.
Well, it is Doug, but we don't know to what percentage that Carson might check, Carson may change. We don't know. I mean, I don't know.
I'm with you. But that's check to run or check from run to pass, not the play call itself.
Do we know for a fact that he doesn't have the option to change the play based on what he might step to the line?
Well, I don't know. I just took it from Doug that he said that, you know, he's got the ability to check, and that means check from run or pass depending on where the safety is.
Well, I need more clarification. I don't disagree with you.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm throwing it to you. Yeah. I just heard Doug say check, and when you say check, that means, you know, run, pass, run, depending on what you're reading from the defense.
There are a lot of quarterbacks that have the option also to change plays at the line of scrimmage. Now, you know, obviously you got to build up a certain trust and get to a certain status before you have that kind of carte blanche. I don't know if Doug has given him that carte blanche. I'm not saying he does. I'm not saying he does. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't know if Doug would ever reveal that, especially in a situation like this where nobody in the planet ever thought that this team would start out at 0-2.
Because of the Washington game,
absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, and if this team messed around and loses to Cincinnati on Sunday, I can't wait to see how they try to cover this up next week.
Yeah, I hope. I mean, listen, I know that their line, I guess, has gone down or whatever it is, and I don't know. I look at this team. I watched Cincinnati, and I love Burrow. I do love Burrow, but their offensive line isn't good, and that defense can get shredded on the ground. Like, to me, this isn't even a Carson game. This is run.
Cincinnati spent a lot of money in the offseason on defense. They brought in the likes of DJ Reader. And I've been reading a lot, you know, online about the Bengals this week, and all they've talked about is stopping the run. We're better than that against the run. We're better than this against the run. Now, if they're making a concerted effort to try to bow up and stop Miles Sanders on the ground, that means Carson has to torch him through the air.
And that's you can tell me what. All I know is I watched the Browns. They could have ran for 300 yards against that team.
Yeah. They could have. They ran for 215. You're right. I agree. Now, some of the pieces weren't there on defense against the Browns. I don't know what the health status is right now. I'm not saying the Eagles shouldn't be able. If the Eagles ran for 4.8 yards a carry against that Rams front, you're right. They should have a field day against the Cincinnati front. But I don't know what to expect from this team with players dropping like flies left and right. This is unbelievable.
Right. I guess my point is, listen, I mean, if they lose Sunday, I don't expect it. I expect them to win Sunday. If they lose, then forget about it. We're looking at a potential, 4-12 team.
I couldn't agree with you more. If I was a betting man, I would go so far as to say I'd be disappointed if the Eagles don't beat this team by double digits on Sunday.
Yeah, I
would
agree.
Go so far as to say that.
Yeah,
but when I look at this kid, Joe Burrow. This kid's got poise. This kid, you know, you always look for little crinks in the armor when you're talking about rookie quarterbacks. This kid is smooth as silk, you know. And I'm looking at who he's throwing to. He's got two first-round picks and John Ross and A.J. Green. He got T. Higgins in the second round. He's got three weapons he can throw to. They have a decent backfield. It's all predicated on what the offensive line does. But, again, look at the Eagles' defensive front. Two games now, they've allowed quarterbacks to be comfortable back there. Are you convinced that this defensive front, especially if Fletcher Cox is not playing,
I'm not. But and you forgot Boyd, who's the best receiver of the group. I mean, come on, man, it's still the Bengals. You got to be able to pressure this kid.
Really? Did they pressure Dwayne Haskins?
I agree with you. Talk to your boy.
That's all I'm saying.
Talk to Jim. Tell him to throw fastballs.
When Jim Schwartz tells us we simplified a game plan for the Rams. And Rodney McLeod comes out and says, we knew everything they were going to do. So you knew they were going to roll out most of the plays and play action. And your quarterback is standing there. He's dinking and dunking down the field, and receivers are standing wide open down the field. You knew everything they were doing, and you didn't adjust on the fly to counter what they were doing. And you give up that many points. I'm concerned.
What are you doing? Without a doubt.
As a veteran defensive coordinator playing a chess game, what are you doing?
Yeah. You might want to give him a linebacker, though. I will say that.
A what?
Do they have any linebackers on this team? You're right.
Yeah, linebackers?
Yeah.
So the word is out now across the NFL for anybody who's playing the Eagles. You want to attack this team and loosen them up. All we need is a decent tight end, and we can go after them with the linebackers. The message is out now, and they have nowhere to go right now in terms of linebackers. Yeah. What they have is what it is, man.
So back to the original question.
Yes.
Are you going to the beach?
No. I'm watching the football. I'm having a knockdown, drag-out fight with the family. Look, I love you all, but you know what happens between September and January. You know where I am on
yes,
Sunday.
That's right. D-Gon, we love you, buddy.
Stay up, Anthony.
We love
and everybody
you,
out there, don't forget.
You just got done telling us the Bengals are going to win, and you tell us to stay up.
I did
up.
Not say that. No, I did not. I did not tell
I'm
you the Bengals are going to win.
You're
on. Come on, man.
We'll be listening Sunday. And don't forget the Gun on One podcast.
Yeah.
Latest episode with B-Dawg, baby.
Wait till you see who my guest is this Monday. I'm not going to give it away.
Ooh.
But he's well known in the Philadelphia market. You know, and all I'll tell you this, here's the teaser. A lot of people love to hate him. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Uh-oh. A lot of people love to hate him.
That's all I can tell you.
Wow. Damn. That's a great tease. All right.
There you go.
Well, let us know. We can't wait. We'll be following
right,
you. Thanks, brother. Good stuff, D-Gun. There he
all
is.
Right, man. You guys have a great weekend.
You too, buddy. D-Gun on the Comcast Business Hotline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.